Good afternoon. We continue to track a disturbance sweeping through the Great Lakes and in our direction. As this system makes an approach during the course of the day, more of us will have occasional light snow or snow showers through the middle of the day and into the afternoon. These snow showers will dust the ground up to an inch or two in most places across interior New York and New England, especially across the higher terrain. Parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains could get as much as 2 to 4 inches of snow by the time this system moves through later today and tonight. The south breeze will keep a chill in the air, although temperatures will eventually climb through the 20s and toward the 30-degree mark on average. As we get into the night tonight, the steadiest precipitation will wind down. Still a few leftover snow showers, but nothing that'll accumulate late tonight. In fact, we'll start a clearing trend after midnight as temperatures drop back into the lower 20s. This will set us up for a good-looking day on Tuesday. With high pressure in control, we'll go back to mostly sunny skies. We will have a chilly northwest breeze, but temperatures will be the mildest we've seen since Christmas, with highs reaching into the middle 30s. It'll stay dry into the day on Wednesday with some morning sunshine, giving way to clouds, highs in the lower 30s. At this point, we'll watch a developing storm through the middle of the country as it heads toward the Great Lakes. Milder air will surge into interior New York and New England ahead of this system, and temperatures on Thursday will push into the middle 40s. We'll have a strong southwest wind to bring in the milder air, but also some moisture in the form of clouds and a few rain showers are possible before the day is through. As the brunt of this storm moves through on Friday, we'll have a shot of rain on Thursday night and into the day on Friday, with temperatures surging into the upper 40s to around 50. Still some question as to how this storm eventually moves through. As a result, temperature forecasts will be critical into the weekend. It looks like we'll have rain changing over to snow before it ends on Saturday with highs around 40, and then Arctic air will flood back in on Sunday with highs staying in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a pair of disturbances sweeping through the Gulf Coast and Great Lakes will keep widespread precipitation in the forecast over the eastern third of the country today, while moderate to locally heavy rainfall is possible along the central and eastern Gulf Coast. A wintry mix will be more common from the mid-south northward. With the persistent Arctic air in place, freezing rain is likely, with light ice accumulations expected across northern Georgia, north through the interior Carolinas, and the central Appalachians and mid-Atlantic. Winter weather advisories are in effect for these areas. Meanwhile, a system over the open waters of the East Central Pacific will continue strengthening on its approach toward the California coast. This will come in the form of a powerful storm accompanied by a vast plume of moisture emanating from the subtropical Pacific. Heavy rainfall will spread from north to south as a cold front approaches. 2 to 4 inches of rain is expected from coastal northern California down toward the LA Basin. Favorable upslope flow will increase rainfall rates in local areas. A major issue will be the burn scar areas after a very active fire season, and these regions in particular will be susceptible to mudslides, debris flows, and other hydrologic issues given the heavy rainfall that is expected. Further inland, the Pacific storm will be more wintry as 12 to 18 inches of snow is likely over the southern and central Sierra Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, light snow, some mixed precipitation, lower 30s. Boston, cloudy with some light snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with snow, 1 to 2 inches worth with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high, 60, set in 2008. And the record low, 18 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:39 p.m. 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with light snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s. Snow showers ending tonight with lows in the upper teens to around 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with light snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Any precipitation will end tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. for the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Cloudy with occasional light snow today and highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Snow showers ending tonight with lows around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with light snow showers today and highs near 30. Snow showers ending tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with occasional light snow today and highs near 30 degrees. Snow showers ending tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy in the mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy, a few rain showers Thursday, becoming breezy in the mid-40s. Cloudy and mild with rain on Friday in the upper 40s. Rain going back to snow perhaps before ending on Saturday near 40. And windy and colder back into the 20s with snow showers on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.